Azure posts $678 billion backlog, SpaceX plans the world's largest building, and Burry bets against the hype. Microsoft's fourth quarter results gave the AI infrastructure narrative its most concrete financial anchor yet. Azure grew 43% year over year, and the cloud backlog, firm revenue commitments from enterprise customers, reached $678 billion. Wall Street analysts upgraded price targets broadly in the wake of the results. The surge reflected contracted revenue at scale, not speculative enthusiasm. SpaceX and Tesla announced a $16.8 billion investment in a chip manufacturing facility in Grimes County, Texas, reportedly spanning 100 million square feet, which would make it the world's largest building by footprint. The facility, called TerraFab, represents a bet on vertically integrated AI semiconductor production as the winning long-term strategy. Analysis from SemiAnalysis suggested Microsoft could become a top AI compute customer for SpaceX, creating a significant dependency relationship between the two largest infrastructure players in American technology. SpaceX was also reportedly nearing a deal to acquire Israeli AI startup Descartes, which works on simulation and synthetic data generation, for $6 to $7 billion. Michael Burry offered the skeptical counterpoint. The investor, famous for his 2008 housing short, is shorting Nebius, the AI infrastructure spin-out from Yandex, and refreshing put options on Palantir, whose valuation multiples price in near-perfect execution on government and enterprise AI contracts for the next several years. A UBS analysis provided supporting grounds for skepticism. Nearly half of Google Cloud's projected 2027 revenue may depend on just two AI startups, both currently unprofitable. Concentration risk of that magnitude, analysts noted, means any pullback by either customer would produce immediate and visible damage to Google Cloud's reported numbers. Palmer Luckey's Erebor Bank was nearing a $1.5 billion raise at an $8 billion valuation, reportedly nearly double its December valuation. As investors bet on a durable gap in the market for a financial institution built specifically for defense and dual-use technology companies, a gap that Silicon Valley Bank's collapse left open. Separately, Sergey Brin crossed $100 million spent fighting California's proposed wealth tax, while South Korea's Hanwha made a billion-plus offer for American Navy shipbuilder Austal USA. A deal that will almost certainly face national security review from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.